some of the residents in Ashfield have a problem with the burn which runs at the back of their houses between them and Thornbury. And what happens is that as the burn would, and its normal run of course of its way, it would have run openly through back gardens of houses, and that they have been filled in at the time of the houses were being built, and a pipe was put into place, a 16-inch pipe. That's not big enough to take the water or the volume of water that's in the burn away at times of heavy rain. So I'm asking the council to go and look at it again and see what we can do to help alleviate the problems that residents in that area have suffered as a result of the heavy rain and the overflowing of the burn into their back gardens.
Yeah, because while their gardens are obviously getting flooded, the situation could worsen, especially maybe in the winter months when there's an exceptional heavy rainfall.
Yeah, it would be. And such as the power of the water when it's going down, corralled down the 16-inch pipe, that there's a number of manholes in different back gardens which have effectively, the pressure of the water has blew the manhole lids off and the water has come flying out of it and is threatening the homes. To flood the homes of the people in them cul-de-sacs. So I'm asking the council to go back up again and look at this burn. And this is all, again, part of taking in charge. Ashfield is one of them estates that has not been taken in charge yet. It's one that I believe is ready to be taken in charge. And not only is it this the water problem and the potential flooding suffering, but the fast cars in and out of the estates, they've kind of put down ramps. The upkeep of footpaths and roads and lighting in the area, again, it cannot be done until such times as the estate is taken in charge. And the biggest obstacle to the taking in charge of the estate was the mechanical plants, which Irish Water, in this current phase of work that they're doing on Letterkenny, that is part of that work schedule. And so I'm saying now is that I believe the likes of Ashfield and the estates around it are ready for taking in charge by the council, and I would urge them to do so as soon as possible.